confirmation of reports that 83-year-old Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is going to retire. That would give President Biden his first chance to make a Supreme Court nomination. Russia's demands for security guarantees concerning Ukraine have been rejected by the U.S. Secretary of State Blinken says Moscow's insistence that Ukraine be barred from joining NATO is a non-starter. The stalemate remains. Kremlin says that Putin is reviewing his options for what to do next. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired two suspected ballistic missiles into the sea in its sixth round of weapons launches this month. The Dow is up 335 points. The Nasdaq ahead 87. The S&P 40 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a really nice late January day ahead of us today with a high temperature up to about 60. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight, clouds on the increase. Not quite as cold, overnight low 39. Now, tomorrow will be a little breezy and cool, high up to about 54. Much colder Friday night as Arctic air moves in. Overnight low temperature 24. The morning wind chill on Saturday morning in the middle teens. And for the day, Saturday, windy, cold, raw, with a high temperature in the lower 40s. But it'll seem colder because of the winds. The coldest morning will be Sunday morning at 22. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hey, y'all, this is Becca.
And David from The Fantail. We want to thank everyone who has checked us out since hearing these ads on the radio.
We would also like to invite anyone who has not been to The Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse to bring your family out to dinner with us. We now have live music most Fridays and Saturdays and a full menu for all tastes, not just seafood lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or a scratch-made cocktail.
Remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts.
When you think dinner,
think Fantail, where we're always off the hook.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from. In fact, if it's the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region you're looking for, when you visit the Depot Furniture Gallery, you're going to fall in love with the rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors. They also have those rustic entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, accent consoles, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery. The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. For more information, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Folks, let's go to Ray Bowles with Prattville Carpet real quick. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you doing? Did it all come out good?
Yeah. I'm clean.
Good. It's always good morning when everything comes out good and just feeling good. And
right.
It's a beautiful day out here. I'm out in front of the house fixing to walk in to do a quick measurement. And man, the skies are blue and it's just crisp air. Don't you love the winter?
I do.
Yeah, especially when you wake up clean.
Yes, and you, your feet hit that soft, smooth carpet, and it's just, your day's great after that.
Yeah, you almost feel refreshed and lighter than air.
Yes, you do. It's just a whole lot lighter than you were the day before.
Well, and it's so good, too, when you put your feet over the side of the bed and your toes get to crunch down in some fresh, brand-new carpet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, how can you not be in a good mood for the rest of the day?
Right.
If that's what y'all, if you're not a morning person, you need to be a morning person. And it starts with a call at 285-8117. Get that incredible smart strand carpet, super soft. As soon as your feet hit the floor, you're feeling lighter already. It's just going to be a great day.
Again, folks, that number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. When you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till 10.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray. Take care, bud.
272-9228. In just a moment, we're going to have Jerry Todd from Kickback Ranch talking about what they got going on there at Kickback. Always love hearing from him, hearing from Jerry. We'll be right back.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. We're going to get back and really into the meat of the news. And it's always a bad day, though, folks, when a local story, a local Montgomery story, becomes an international story. Another person shot, another person killed. We got another story of somebody commits another crime and it doesn't violate their bond. The heck is going on in this city? Anyway, I got to cheer up because we got a great fella on the phone. We got Jerry Todd from Kickback Ranch. Hey, Jerry, how are you doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. I mean, after that little rant, I need to just come hang out at Kickback.
You do need to come hang out at Kickback for just a little bit. You need to come and kind of relax and throw your, you know, toes into the sand, get a canoe or something, just sit out there in the middle of the pond for a little while.
Now, let's say I, and this is all hypothetical, let's say I had a lady in my life, and I'm really love her, I'll just leave it at that, I really love her, and I want to surprise her with a great Valentine's Day event. Y'all got anything like that going on?
We do have a great Valentine's Day gift for you and your special someone in your life. There at the Kickback Ranch, we're going to have a very special evening, Valentine's Day on the 14th, on a Monday. So it's not like you got anything lined up for the weekend. It's really kind of kicking your day off really nicely. So we do invite you to, you know, make your plans to come out to the Kickback Ranch for our Valentine's special. And not only is it going to be a great meal, but we're going to finish up the night with a great concert from Todd Herendine, who has a dinner theater show in Panama City. And he's bringing his show to Raymer, Alabama.
Oh, wow. Now, nice. That's special. He's traveling just to come to Kickback Ranch.
He is coming to Kickback Ranch to perform. He does a little bit of Elvis. He's been there before. A lot of people have heard him and seen his show. He does an amazing show. He's got a full band kind of behind him. He does Elvis. He does a little Johnny Cash. He does a little Roy Orbison. Ooh. But there's just some special music that night for a very special evening with you and your very special lady.
Well, and I have to say that of those three, Johnny Cash, Elvis, maybe I'm on the outs here, but I love Roy Orbison.
Orbison was a great entertainer.
Well, not just Pretty Woman. Like, what's the one you said great entertainer? What about The Great Pretender? What a song.
Oh, yeah, that was
Crying.
A good song.
That
was, and
was
you,
a great song,
and
yeah.
You're way more up-to-date on songs and all that stuff than I am.
I can
give you a little bit of Elvis now. I can do you the Elvis.
Yeah, you can. I'm going to call you, can you?
I can't do it, but I can name the song
okay.
for you.
Put you on the spot there.
You really don't want to hear me sing. You really don't want to hear me sing a whole lot.
See, this is the problem. We've done so many of these little business breaks here, Jerry. I've gotten to know you. Now I give you a hard time.
All the time.
So, folks, if you aren't aware of Kickback Ranch, if you've been under a rock, you can always go to kickbackranch.net. There's the upcoming events page where you can see more about Todd Herendeen coming to town. But also, it doesn't have to be Valentine's Day. You can really pick any day to go out to Kickback.
Any day. Any day. It's beautiful. It's beautiful at the Kickback Ranch right now. I mean, you know, the weather's a little cool, but today is like a beautiful day. And we still have those five lakes, the rolling hills full of pine trees, and, you know, get a cabin, get a cottage, you know. We'll build a fire that evening probably, you know, sit around the campfire a little bit on that Valentine's Day as well. So it's just a great place to get away and get out, you know. An RV park, if, you know, you want to come stay a few days, you want to stay a month, come out and stay with us. But, you know, rent yourself a cabin that weekend or that day on the 14th for our Valentine's special and come on out to Kickback Ranch and Event Center.
I'm looking at these cabins here, like the shots of the interior. If you're in love, this is a perfect setting.
It is. And you're not being loved. You just come on down.
Yeah, it could be, I'm tired of you. Let's get a different scenery.
We need some new scenery here. Yes, and the Kickback Ranch would be a great place to do that.
Well, Jerry, I always appreciate hearing from you. And folks, y'all check out kickbackranch.net today and see the latest events and all the great amenities, what they got going on there. It's a great place nestled right here in the lower Alabama area.
That's right. And they need to go ahead and get those tickets ordered early because the better seats, you know, the better the seat, the better when you order it early. And get there early. For a great meal, and of course, and like I said, when the meal's done, we're going to turn it over to Todd Herendeen. We're going to have a great concert and a great time.
Well, Jerry, I always appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, sir. I like that guy.
Me too. I love that place down there.
Yeah, it really.
I sold a house about a half mile from there a couple months ago, and the guy I sold the house to goes over there all the time because it's such a great place, man.
I believe it. A lot of fun and good community too.
Yeah.
I haven't named names today, but. You know some of the people
don't
that live
don't start
over there.
Naming names, Joey. Joey?
You know some of the characters.
I do. But if we put that name out there.
Yeah, we might scare some people.
Right.
So Justice Breyer. Mm-hmm. Very convenient that he has, well, been forced to retire. I think he was probably thinking about it, but for them to announce it. I don't know for a fact he was forced, but
it sure sounds that way, and it wouldn't surprise me.
The fact that he was just as surprised as you or I when the news broke at about 11:50 yesterday.
Oh, I'm retiring?
Yeah, I didn't know.
They bring in the cake?
I mean, I was thinking about it. I talked to some people about it. So convenient it's going to happen enough time before the midterms. Now, what are Republicans going to do on this?
What can... Do you play hardball, Joey, and get like the Democrats have done in the past? And drag what would be the Supreme Court justice through the mud?
I don't think you do, because I don't think you win.
Right.
Well, and it also depends on who they nominate. But what they'll probably do is nominate somebody who's already received Senate confirmation for another federal judgeship.
Yeah.
That way they've already passed the test in many regards. Now, good questions need to be had. I will always look forward to, say, Senator John Kennedy asking legal questions and the like. He was great with, say, Amy Coney Barrett. Just fun watching that guy's mind at work. But do Republicans need to pick a fight on this in the same way Democrats went after Brett Kavanaugh?
Well, what if your typical Democrat plan is to bring in the most extreme person you can?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have the whole country not wanting that person, and then you sneak in the other one.
Right, you know? That might be the case. And I mean, I think the Democrats want this fight. One thing I've suggested, and I know there are people on the right who disagree with me, but propose an amendment to the Constitution saying, okay, we're going to keep it at 9. Let's keep the court at 9. Let's end this court packing back and forth right now.
Yeah.
But at least, and don't expect to pass it.
Right.
But at least start the topic. And then when the Republicans take the Congress, and it depends on how strong their majority is in the House and the Senate, they could have a heck of a case to say, all right, do y'all want to compromise on this or not? Or else we're packing the court. But play some hardball. You don't have to. You got to pick your spots of when you're going to play hardball.
I just worry that that'll become a volley back and forth every time you get, you know, new officials. Hey, we're either you do this or we're going to pack the court.
Right. Well, no, but this that's why let's freeze it at 9 members. Oh, you don't want to freeze it at 9 members? Okay, we're going to pack the court.
I don't know, that should
be the offer. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but I think it could be. Even if it's something different than that,
I like
that
idea.
They have to start playing hardball.
I agree, but when you play hardball, or when Democrats get dealt the hardball dealing, they scream like a scalded dog. The press and everybody lights up, and it gets you get more knee jerk reaction than anything. When Democrats play hardball with Republicans, Republicans seem to lay down a lot.
Bold,
yeah. There's no compromise. There's no, right. You know, I know you're asking for the moon, but I'll meet you halfway. It's just, hey, we're just going to give them the moon just to shut them up.
Well, I'll give you an example, because there is a new crop of Republican popping up in this great country of ours. I believe this is a guy named Nick Freitas. I believe he is in the Virginia legislature. And he is a guy that doesn't want to sit around, wait around, and lay down and take it. And now he's only in the Virginia legislature. But we need more Republicans like this in the Alabama legislature.
Yes.
We need more Republicans like this in the governor's mansion here in Alabama. We need more Republicans like this at the national level. And what does this mean? What does like this mean? Well, let's listen to Nick Freitas. This is very early on into the Virginia legislature session. And he stood up and gave a speech from his chair on the floor. Let's listen in.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise for a point of personal privilege.
The delegate has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was asked by a colleague of mine on the other side of the aisle, someone I actually deeply respect, and she asked me, was I going to be nice this session? And I thought it was an interesting question. I don't particularly think of myself as an unnice person, but I can see how sometimes people would see that differently. But you know what I've never done, Mr. Speaker? I've never gone on this floor and I've challenged the faith of an elected official because I disagreed with them on policy. I've never gone on this floor, Mr. Speaker, and suggested that the other side of the aisle were racist because they didn't agree with my particular policy positions. I've never suggested they were sexist because they didn't agree with my particular policy positions. But I'm keeping a running tally so far of this session. We're not very far into it. And almost every day, someone on the other side of the aisle either gets up and either subtly or comes right out and suggests that if you don't agree with them on policy, well, then you're not a Christian. You're a sexist. You're a bigot. You're a racist. But the moment someone actually stands up and says, wait a second, no, I'm not going to accept that. If you want to debate me on the merits of our particular policies, I am happy to have that discussion. But the moment you claim, with no evidence other than we don't agree on a particular policy position, the moment you claim that that makes us racist or sexist or bigoted, Mr. Speaker, I've got news. This was tried during the election cycle. You had a lot of parents coming to their local elected officials asking questions about what was going on in their schools. And the initial response was, oh, it's not there. And then when they saw evidence that it was, based off of what their kids were coming home and saying to them, and they went back and reissued the concern, then they got told, oh, well, then you must be a racist. Because that has been the repeated narrative coming from certain members of the other side of the aisle. And there's been a lot of times where we've sat here politely and just took it. Mr. Speaker, not this time. I'm tired of it. My constituents are tired of it. Because when these claims are made, they're not just made against Governor Youngkin. They're not just made against us. They are made in part against the people that elected to send us here. know a single person in this chamber that I would define as racist or sexist or bigoted. We have very different ideas about how to get to particular end states where all Virginians can be happy, healthy, prosperous, and free. But just so I'm very clear, will I be nice this session? I would certainly like to be, but I'm not about to sit here and listen to that, Mr. Speaker, and then go home to my constituents and have them ask me, why didn't you stand up and defend us? So let's have a robust policy discussion. But if you're going to question the faith or the intentions of anybody that happens to disagree with you on policy, then you don't get to lecture us on compassion, tolerance, or an open debate. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
That was the voice of Nick Freitas. He's a brand new elected member to the Virginia legislature. By the way, he also introduced a bill early on in their legislative session to get rid of the monopoly on alcohol sales in Virginia.
Oh.
The government monopoly.
I've been to several of their liquor stores up there, much like we got.
Yeah, I would like somebody with some backbone in this dear state of ours to do the same. Oh, but the people that have leases on the... I'm so tired of this. I know somebody who makes money off this program, so we can't change it.
But here's the thing. I'll take over the lease. Problem solved.
Let's go to Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing, man?
How you be doing? I really like that cat.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He was. Listen, I don't think, unless they just pull some outright loon for the Supreme Court spot, it's not going to be changing the dynamic that's there now, right? He's just replacing another lib, or she.
Right.
Since apparently there can be requirements of sex or race for a job, you know, in some parts of the government.
Well, Fred, a lot of people have been pointing out the irony that the Supreme Court's about to hear a major case of whether or not you can consider race and sex in admissions processes at colleges and universities.
Right.
So, and the court's kind of expected to strike those sorts of things down. So while they say you can't do that with college and universities and job hiring, you can do it to put somebody on the court.
That's just the craziest thing.
Right.
It seems like he would have learned about, you know, picking, you know, saying, by God, it's going to be a this kind of person. You know, he did that with Kamala, and look what he's got.
Right.
But you know, I don't know.
I'm all for, as you just heard from, say, somebody like Nick Freitas, people fighting and people fighting with passion. But also, Republicans don't need to pick stupid fights. And so if the Democrats do put up somebody who is qualified, somebody who's already been Senate confirmed, I think this is the way they're going to go. They shouldn't decide this is where we, the hill we die on.
No, this absolutely should not be. Now, if there's another opening between now and whenever something happens, you know, somebody else gets retired, you know, maybe choose that hill to stand on. But not this one. It's not changing anything.
Right.
You know, it's not going to make any difference.
But who knows? Maybe Mitch McConnell's got some Machiavellian scheme up his sleeve here.
He's always got Machiavellian scheme. he hides them in that thing under his chin.
Oh, the jive turkey of the Senate.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Y'all have a good day.
Appreciate it.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. Todd Clark there at River Region Contracting has put together a great team, and they really pride themselves on educating their customers on roofs and gutters. For instance, owning a home, this is what Todd's taught me, owning a home is one of the most expensive and long-term investments in your entire life, if not the most expensive and most long-term investment you will ever make in your life. And that means that you have to take care of it like it is something precious and valuable, like it is something that's going to last you decades in your life. And so one way to do that is to do a little bit of preventative maintenance so you don't have to spend a lot of money on the back end. You can save yourself money by doing things the right way from the get-go. For instance, what you need to do is have inspections of your roof. Per the manufacturer, asphalt roofs will only last, 12, 18 years without an inspection? So you need to be inspecting asphalt and metal roofs every 3 to 5 years. Metal roofs have screws that back out. They have rubber seals that will dry rot. This can cause leaks. And so when you call River Region Contracting at 356-8635, they can get somebody out there to give you an inspection and an estimate on what you need to do for free. They're also insurance specialists there at River Region Contracting. So if they find a problem with your roof that the insurance company would pay for, they'll walk you through that claims process and make it an easy process. And in fact, if you find something early, that's usually when an insurance company will pay for it. If you wait too long, and they say, well, this problem originated long ago, and if you didn't make a claim within this window of time, you're SOL.
Right.
And this is why you got to go talk to the folks there at River Region Contracting. They're aware of all of this. They're also seamless gutter professionals, and those gutters can protect your home's foundation, your home's siding, stop yard erosion by diverting water from your home. So again, call River Region Contracting today at 356-8635, 356-8635. That's River Region Contracting, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go to the phones and talk to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, right. How are you?
Good. I'm not too concerned about that Supreme Court appointment.
Right.
It doesn't change anything. The far right has control of the Supreme Court, and one nominee is not going to change anything. So my biggest news story is the federal court ruling on how redistricting, particularly the congressional seat.
Right. Yes, sir.
I think that is bigger than whether Michelle Obama goes on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be Michelle either. They're going to pick somebody who's very much deserves the job, already been confirmed,
most,
like I said.
Most liberals and most Democrats, Joey and what's your name, Bader, recognized we'll appear just like the Dred Scott period coming up to the Civil War. Also like the Plessy versus Ferguson. Clarence Thomas and the boys and the girls were ruled basically on a partisan basis, not on the Constitution. Y'all be blessed.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
And appreciate your opinion. Yeah, I've read that guy's book.
Oh, yeah?
It's a good book.
Yeah. I didn't know you could read.
History of that fancy book learning institution over there, ASU.
Really?
Yeah. It's a good book. Really is. We'll see. I think that's a bit much to harken back to Plessy v. Ferguson, but we'll see. And on this issue of the court, federal court striking down the congressional maps for the state of Alabama here, this goes back to the Voting Rights Act, the idea that you need more representation, in particular for the black population. And so you have these things called minority-majority districts. Now, for the longest time, there's been one that it's been carried very strongly, still to this day, by Terry Sewell. The court was suggesting Alabama needs two minority-majority districts.
Right.
How that shakes out, I'm not certain. Let's say that actually it gets appealed by Steve Marshall, goes to a higher court. They say, no, you do need two. It could throw a big wrench in both Democrat and Republican politics because we've had the map the way it is for so long. You're going to see some big changes. For instance, it was mentioned yesterday, Jerry Carl and Barry Moore would probably be up against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, Terry Sewell will probably keep her seat, but her margin of victory, kind of built-in advantage, won't be as strong as it was. And if you have a new district, how strong is the advantage as well? We'll see. And also, I think the Attorney General of this state and many others are going to argue that this has been the map that has been cleared by the DOJ going back years as well. So what's changed? We'll see what the courts decide. 272-9228. 272-9228. Oh, actually, I'm a little late for my break. Late for an important date.
You would not be a good union guy. Union guys are never late for a break. Never.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a good union guy. You know me.
You get mad when they take your dues out.
Yeah. Like, when I joined Auburn.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're going to join a fraternity? I'm like, going to pay for my friends? We'll be right back.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican, we need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Dealing with ED is difficult enough, but the pressure of not satisfying your partner makes it even worse. ED can be tough on a relationship, but at HIMSS, you can contact a medical provider online and, if appropriate, get the prescription medication that treats ED at affordable prices. HIMSS ED medication has the same active ingredients as Viagra, but because it's generic, you pay 90% less. That's right, 90% less. A whole month's supply is just $30, and it's sent right to your home for free in discreet packaging. HIMSS offers the same medication you'd get from your doctor, but without the copay, expensive appointments, or awkward face-to-face conversations. And with HIMSS, every online visit is free, and your relationship right back on track. For a free online consultation, go to 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free visit. forhims.com/radio.
This is Alice of Independent Glass. We advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, and we get great results. If you want results like we get, you need to go with Blue Water.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
To News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program. So, Eddie, did you see this story, this tragedy that happened on Saturday? We've been busy with other topics, candidates. So we're just now getting to it, but it made international news.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the story. Pregnant Miss America contestant's born-again Christian husband, 37, is shot dead in front of her and their two-year-old son as they spread the word of God in a neighborhood here in Montgomery, Alabama. The kid who shot them was 17. He's been arrested for capital murder. He was apparently in the neighborhood spreading the word of God. This is what the guy did. His name is Thomas Hand Jr. And this was just days after the couple, who is his wife, is pregnant. His wife, former Miss Mississippi, Christine Kozlowski. Christine Kozlowski-Han, who's 33, my age. They just celebrated their sixth wedding anniversary. It was in Montgomery on Saturday. Thomas was walking with his wife, Christine, and his toddler when a man, apparently mumbling, walked up and shot them. Shot him. His wife, Christine, confirmed in a brief interview yesterday on Wednesday that what you said is true. It was a complete random act of violence. Thomas Han Jr. was a fitness buff, ex-competitive bodybuilder. You can see it from the photos. This story, by the way, folks, has reached the Daily Mail in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
He discovered God in 2018 and soon became infatuated with spreading the gospel, with the message of Christ. He and his wife made it a Saturday tradition to visit low-income areas in Alabama and share religious teachings. He tried to spread the word of God, and he was shot, his longtime friend Kevin shared. The 17-year-old was arrested in Montgomery here and faces a charge of capital murder, which is the one bond schedule, by the way, where you can say you don't get bond. According to police, who later named this young man, his name Jeremiah Walker. Walker's being held at the Montgomery County Detention Facility. Of course, police will not and have not immediately disclosed the motive or details of what happened on January the 22nd and the slaying of the 37-year-old Han Jr. Happened about 4:30 at the 3100 block of Texas Street.
Broad daylight, man.
He was pronounced dead at the scene. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey said Monday that the city was, quote-unquote, under siege by criminals following a weekend of violence in Alabama's capital. You know, I recently wrote about the Bama Lane shooting, and I said, does anybody think this won't be the last one? There won't be a next one? And sometimes you see these stories and you say, okay, it happened after midnight. It was somebody who knew each other. Well, this one, you got to wonder what the hell is going on in this city. 272-9228.
That wasn't the only shooting. I mean, that's a tragic, but after the Bama Lane shooting,
there were many others.
It was like one a day for a bit there.
And sometimes it's what you expect, like somebody knew somebody, it was late in the middle of the wee hours of the night or the morning. But others, it was more like this story. In broad daylight or early in the evening. Maybe, as in the case of Bama Lanes, it wasn't even the intended target of the bullet. As I asked a few weeks ago, what's changed to where this continues to happen in this city of ours? What has changed? 272-9228. Let's hit a quick break here. More news and views when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Katie Britt is a Christian conservative and an Alabama First business leader running for the United States Senate to save the American dream from Joe Biden's socialist agenda. Katie Britt will bring fresh blood and new energy to Washington and fight tirelessly for our conservative Alabama values. Here's Katie Britt.
my faith and relationship with the Lord guide my everyday life. Being pro-life and pro-Second Amendment doesn't make me radical. It makes me American. We have to show strength at the border, and what we are showing as a country right now is total weakness. It is so important that we protect our nation's borders. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of lawlessness. We need somebody that knows how to fight for Alabama, that believes in Alabama.
Katie Britt will fight for our Christian conservative values, put Alabama first, and never apologize for it.
I'm Katie Britt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Britt for Alabama, Inc.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a really nice late January day ahead of us today with a high temperature up to about 60. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight, clouds on the increase. Not quite as cold, overnight low 39. Now, tomorrow will be a little breezy and cool, high up to about 54. Much colder Friday night as Arctic air moves in. Overnight low temperature 24. The morning wind chill on Saturday morning in the middle teens. And for the day, Saturday, windy, cold, raw, with a high temperature in the lower 40s. But it'll seem colder because of the winds. The coldest morning will be Sunday morning at 22. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Four Healthy Pets. On the Atlanta Highway, to be more exact, that's the Village East Shopping Center on Atlanta Highway, where you can get all natural, healthy options, everyday feeding options and treats for your dog, your cat, but even your little birds, lizards, snakes, even hermit crabs. Whatever pet you love and have and you're taking care of and providing for, Four Healthy Pets can help you. And if you're looking for the Village East Shopping Center, say you're going west on Atlanta Highway, say away from Eastdale Mall. Once you pass Faulkner University on your right, the Village East Shopping Center is just a little bit more up the road on your right, and Four Healthy Pets is nestled right there. You can always check them out, though, online at fourhealthypetsonline.com. Owned by Teresa, and she's put together a great team, Ashley and Cameron. They can all help you find those options you need, all natural options you need for your dog or cat or any other pet. Of course, the world famous chicken jerky, some call it chicken crack because it's so addictive, is there at Four Healthy Pets. But they also have options you might not suspect. And say you are currently working with a big box store and you want to support a locally owned business. You don't even have to switch out the type of food you are providing to your dog or cat. You can instead just switch over to Four Healthy Pets. They can have it delivered to you. That way you're supporting a great local business instead of just throwing more money into these national chains. So check them out today. Again, that's Four Healthy Pets on the Atlanta Highway. 245-3471 is their number. 245-3471. Or again, check them out online at fourhealthypetsonline.com. Be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Amy. Hello, Amy.
I'm not looking for my pet. I was advertising for pets. My dog got out. I think his girlfriend's in heat.
But anyway, goodness. When nature calls.
this gun thing, I don't know how y'all can expect any different with the radical right liberal gun laws. We have more guns in this country than we do people. It's insane. And now they want constitutional carry? It's crazy.
But was that the change? Like we've had a lot of guns before, right?
Well, there's more guns than there are people. That's just insane. There's crazy people in this world. You can. It's easier to buy a gun than it is to get a driver's license. Personally, I think you ought to go through the same trouble to get a gun as you do a driver's license. You got to prove that you are able to handle it, that you're mentally stable, that it's going to be safe. But they don't do that. Here, you can have a gun. Anyways, y'all have a good day. Don't shoot each other. Y'all have a great day.
So, guns are the issue. I wonder if the gun used by that 17-year-old was purchased legally. Most likely not, given he was 17. And I don't think he used a shotgun. 272-9228. I think there are a lot of different reasons and a lot of people you could blame. This is continuing to happen under the leadership of Mayor Reed. This is continuing to happen under the leadership of the interim police chief. I've met Mayor Reed. I've met Ramona Harris. And in some cases, they quickly arrest the people who do this. And then you turn around in the court system, people get right back out on the street. Some of this rises to the level of the state and the state legislature. But if there is so much of this going on, these numbers are up, something has changed. At a certain point, the buck stops with local city leadership. And would you say, Eddie, I've been maybe too fair to the mayor of this city?
I think you've been incredibly fair to the mayor of the city, yeah.
The buck stops with him.
But now, how short is our police force?
It's a good question.
I mean, I know we're short, but I don't know the numbers anymore. You know, when we had the mayor, we had
believe we're in the 400 range.
Right. We on this radio station, we had a monthly update. We don't seem to get that now. Not just on the radio station, but I don't see that.
I'll put it this way. I am not a police officer. I am not somebody well-versed in the craft and trade of policing a city. But when the numbers are up in this way, and shootings are happening in the way they are, I start to wonder what methods have changed to where this is happening more and more. And again, the buck stops with the mayor, the chief of police. Now again, Chief Finley resigned, was asked to resign. I have seen a difference ever since Ramona Harris took over. I've seen more traffic enforcement, I'll put it that way. There have been plenty of arrests made. But if you want to create a bigger, better city with more opportunity for all its citizens, this sort of stuff will halt investment. This sort of stuff will make people more hesitant of living here because they don't want to die here. Yeah. And that is dramatic, I know. Do I personally feel unsafe? No, I don't. But it can happen and get worse all of a sudden. It takes that one time where you're right. The statistic.
And we know someone that, I mean, literally, yeah. Joey, we know someone that came from Detroit to avoid
all this.
And got involved.
And he wasn't up to no good or anything. No. He was living
victim
a great life.
Total circumstance.
Yeah. Well, other folks I know, who, you know, trying to find an affordable place to live and bullets come up through the floorboards. They're not the target. They're not up to no good, so to speak. Just living their life and trying to do the best they can. And this stuff is everywhere. It's got to stop. I don't have all the solutions here. I just know somebody needs to solve it and quick. Let's go to Warren. Hey, Warren.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great show today, as usual.
Thanks, sir.
I got a question about your XI
repair
people.
Yeah.
I called them a couple of days ago, and the person, your friend there at XI, I'd really like to talk to him. I just have a short technical question to ask him. I was just trying to see. I just didn't remember his name.
Jonathan Strange.
Yeah.
Jonathan.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give them a call. I always have a problem with computers, phones, and...
Yep. Well, no, and they've helped a lot of our listeners, Warren,
on the regular.
On a lot of different types of problems. And if they don't fix it, sometimes they are stumped. They're not going to charge you for that. So.
Well, that's great. That's great. We have really needed a service like that in the River Region.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Amen. But I hope you realize what a great service he is providing.
Yes, sir. Okay, Warren.
Thank you, Warren.
Thank you, sir. Thank you
for the
info.
You have a great day.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
272-9228. Yes. This part of the program, in fact, excuse me, brought to you by XI Repair.
Oh, wait a minute. Was that a setup call? Did you just set all that up?
No. Do you think I would do that?
That sounds very suspicious.
Yeah, it's all contrived. It's all fake. I'm pulling all the strings.
Oh, you are the puppet master.
Yeah, if you want to blame somebody for the shootings. Give me a break. No, this part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. And that brand new location there at the Perry Hill Shopping Center, yeah, right next to Adams Drugs, where Fresh Market is, all that. Well, they can help you, whether you're looking to fix a cracked smartphone screen, or maybe you dropped it in the toilet, or you fell in the pool with the phone in your pocket and you've got bad water damage. Maybe a speaker blew out because you were steaming up your bathroom, taking a long hot shower, and that one speaker just short-circuited, kind of like with my phone.
You know what? That's something he taught me, Joey, was a lot of times your phone, like the battery doesn't last.
Right.
And you're like, I must need a new phone.
Right.
He can replace just the battery. Just the battery.
Hmm.
Right.
Well, and you can replace camera components,
yep,
too. And it's not just smartphones. I can do tablets, old laptop and desktop computers, gaming consoles even. We've been pushing that lately,
yeah,
because if your Xbox or PlayStation of a certain generation, if it's a real retro system like a Nintendo, Super Nintendo, these sorts of things,
mm-hmm,
yeah, you might want to go to a specialty shop for that. But if it's, say, a newer generation PlayStation or Xbox, instead of sending it off to Sony or Microsoft, go to a local shop.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry about it getting lost in the mail or waiting weeks and if not months with this current market and these supply chains. Why not go see XI Repair to fix that? They can really do it all, as well as data recovery. They're great folks to get in touch with if you have any technical issues and you need some repair with your electronics, especially your smartphones. It's amazing that we still call them phones, honestly.
I know.
But give XI Repair a call today at 777-1234, 777-1234. Or check them out online at xirepair.com. That's the letter X, the letter I, repair.com. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie and just the fine folks here at News & Views sent you to XI Repair. 272-9228. Got to hit a quick break here. Craig and others coming back to you after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Poarch Creek cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Poarch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Poarch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money. Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go to the phones and talk to Craig. Hey, Craig.
Hey, I was listening. I caught part of it when you had Linda Blanchard on.
Yes, sir.
This morning, and I don't know if she took any questions, did she?
No, we just did a get-to-know-you 45-minute interview. I plan on having not just governor candidates, but Senate candidates, and we're going to do a call-in-based show once we get closer to election time.
Well, people need to Google her name because she was the ambassador to Slovenia, I think.
Yeah, Slovenia, yeah.
Yeah, and I would like to know what qualified her to be an ambassador.
Okay.
What qualifications she had to become that. Because when you search her name, her and her husband give the Trump over $2.6 million.
Yeah, I think they were, the husband in particular was one of the top donors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a donor, so that gave me an idea of how she got that job, because I don't think she had any background of being an ambassador. I don't know. I don't know her personally. And I got one of her brochures in the mail yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She spells her first name Lindy three ways: Linda, Lindy, and Lindy. And I would not know which is her correct spelling.
Okay. I'll ask her next time she's here.
Yeah, because when you mail stuff back to her, it's Linda, L-I-N-D-A, as ambassador is L-Y-N-D-A, and now she's going by L-I-N-D-Y.
Okay.
I wonder which one we're voting for.
Well, I appreciate it, Craig.
Yeah, but and her being a mathematician,
mm-hmm.
You would think she would pay more closer attention to those type things. So I got some concerns about her. I'll probably go to one of these forums and I'll probably ask her those questions. But, I don't think she had any background as an ambassador. I think they bought that. So.
Well, that's what these forums and this race is going to be all about. She's going to have to answer that.
Okay. But I just wanted to pass that to the viewers.
I appreciate
just
it,
Google her name and you can find out a lot about her.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, thank you.
272-9228. Again, this entire hour of News and Views has been brought to you by our good friends there at Alabama Home Mortgage, especially if you're looking to refinance that mortgage right now before interest rates go up. There's a lot of stuff in the news about how the Federal Reserve is going to up interest rates.
It's coming.
So you need to get ahead of the game and get the refinancing process going by calling Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223, 567-4223. You can also always apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. But whether you're looking to take cash out to pay off other debts, or maybe you're looking to reinvest in yourself or your property, it could be you just want more money and don't want to pay as much into that mortgage every month. Or it could be you're looking to retire in 10 years and you'd like your mortgage to be about 10 years to where you pay off the home as you retire. Whatever strategy you're going for, whether you're a veteran or it's a conventional loan or a jumbo size loan, Alabama Home Mortgage can save you money, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim Williams and her team prove that to you today. Call them again at 567-4223, 567-4223, or you can always visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com.